Page 148. Unit 9. Sing a song of people.
Everybody seems to be in such a hurry these days. I wonder why. Sing a song of people walking fast or slow. People in the city, up and down they go.
People on the sidewalk, people on the bus. People passing, passing, in back and front of us.
People on the subway, underneath the ground. People riding taxis, round and round and round.
People with their hats on, going in the doors. People with umbrellas, when it rains and pours. Page 149.
People in tall buildings and in stores below. Riding elevators, up and down they go.
People walking singly, people in a crowd. People saying nothing, people talking loud.
People laughing, smiling, grumpy people too. People who just hurry and never look at you.
Sing a song of people who like to come and go. Sing of city people, you see, but never know.
A poem by Louis Lenski.
Page 150.
New words. Subway, underground passage for people to cross. Underneath, below. Elevators, lift. Grumpy, ill-tempered.
Reading is fun. 1. Which modes of transport do the people use to move around in the city? 2. What are the things that the people carry with them while moving around? 3. Where all do you find these very busy people? 4. Where have you seen crowds of people? 5. Why do you think all these people are in a hurry?
Language use. Let's write the opposites of the following words. Slow, blank. Back, blank. Below, blank. Loud, blank. Up, blank. Tall, blank. Crowd, blank. Go, blank.
Page 151. Let's listen. Read and listen to these two poems with your partner and find out what are the things that the village child and the city child like.
The village child. My home is a house near a wood. I would live in a street if I could. I do wish someone lived near. There's no one to play with at all. The trees are so high and so tall, and I should be lonely for hours, were it not for the birds and the flowers.
The city child. I live in a city, in a street. It is crowded with traffic and feet. There are buses and motors and trams. I wish there were meadows and lambs. The houses all wait in a row. There is smoke everywhere that I go. I don't like the noises I hear. I wish there were woods very near.
Let's talk. The people who live in cities often wish they could live in quiet towns. Do you like the place you live in? Tell your partner two things you like and don't like about the place you live in.
Page 152. Let's write. 1. Did you observe that in the poem, the last words in every second and fourth line rhyme with each other? Can you write a four-line poem?
2. Find out how many people are there in our country. Do we have enough land for all people on this earth? Is there enough food and water for all people?
3. Find out the following from 10 families living in your neighborhood. Make a table. Count the number of families. F1, F2, F3, F4, F5, F6, F7, F8, F9, F10, and the total. Children below 5 years of age, children from 5 to 14 years, grown-up children from 15 to 20, elders from 21 to 50 years, old people who are above 50 years, total number of people in the family.
1. How many members are educated in each family? 2. From amongst the 10 families, how many are educated? Now, talk to your partner and then write a report about your neighborhood.
Page 153. Let's interview. 1. Interview your teacher and get her responses for the following questions. 1. Why did you become a teacher? 2. How do you come to school every day? 3. Do you have any pets? 4. What kinds of books do you like to read? 5. What are your hobbies?
2. Now, write a paragraph about your teacher with the information you have gathered. My teacher. My teacher says she became a teacher because... Space has been provided for your answer.